This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
Tailgate and tall boys, Midland, Michigan, 2024. What is going on? My name is Matt Barile from Rage Rowdy. We are doing a live episode of our podcast, Outside the Round, from the Midland County Fairgrounds. Who's happy to be in Midland, Michigan today? Woo! Hell yeah. We got some people out here. Got some folks. It's Friday. The Fridays of the festivals are always, it's a little early in the day. Everybody's getting off work. A lot of good blue-collar folks out here for the festival. It's going to be badass. I see some folks wearing wearing some jerseys. Those look pretty cool. Boston. Hell yeah. Love seeing that. I'm a New York guy, though, so not the biggest Boston fan. But we got a great freaking lineup today. We got the homeboy, the hometown boy, Mr. Quinn92, Jesse Murph, Matt Hansen, Lakeview, Tucker Wetmore. It is a beautiful day here in Midland, Michigan, and day one is going to be awesome. They've got Jelly Roll's food truck here, the Rollin' Jelly Truck. We got Dippin' Dots. We got some gourmet chicken nuggets with over 7 different sauces from the Bistro Italiano, some corn dogs. We got our friends over there at the Mechanical Bull. We got Smoke and Charlie's Barbecue. So much going on here today in Midland, Michigan. We're going to have some great guests for you today. We've got our good buddy, Mr. Mike Stoll, joining us in just a little while. The Tattoo King himself. One of our best buds, and very excited to have him out here. He's going to be doing some ink as well backstage and with some folks here in Michigan. And then we got Jesse and Luke from the band Lakeview. They were in a nearby city last night. I forget exactly where it was. It was with a minor league team called the Loons, and they did Lakeview Day yesterday. Got to throw out the first pitch, so we'll see if they threw a strike or a ball. And find out how they were doing. We're also giving away this Orca cooler right here. You sign up for our mailing list on site, you could win yourself a customized Rays Rowdy Orca cooler. We're going to be giving it away tomorrow afternoon. So come on over, see our girl Danielle. She's got all the info for signing up. Got a bunch of hats, t-shirts, koozies, stickers, even some hoodies because it is going to get cold later. This is as good of a festival weather day as you could possibly have. We're peaking in the 80s. We're dipping down into the 50s, 60s tonight. It's going to be incredibly comfortable. The skies are beautiful. The clouds look like cotton candy out there. Just what you want. Nice and breezy, not too windy like we had in some other tailgate and tall boys festivals earlier this summer. Had a blast, obviously, in Clinton, Iowa and Bloomington, Illinois. And very happy to be closing out our summer festival season in the heart of the Midwest, Midland, Michigan. This place is awesome. The hotel we're staying at is awesome. Shout out to the Holiday Inn and Big E's, the bar restaurant over there. Some of the best cheesy bread that I have ever had. We didn't hit on the Keno this time. We played the Keno last night. Had some success when we were out in Ohio 2 weeks ago. But did what we could last night and did not win the Keno. But beautiful facility. Shout out to Wayne, Austin, the whole crew from USA Concerts. They're going to be joining us tomorrow. We're also going to have Alexandra Kay and DJ Cliffy D with us tomorrow as well. But once again, my name is Matt Barile. This is Outside the Round, live on location at Tailgate and Tallboys, Michigan, 2024. Got Quinn92, Jesse Murph, the pride of Huntsville, Alabama, Matt Hansen, Lakeview, Tucker Wetmore, and then tomorrow, a great lineup with that man with the food truck right there, Rollin' Jelly, Mr. Jelly Roll himself, Warren Ziders, Alexandra Kay, and Houston. It's going to be a sick, sick weekend. They've said that this year they're expecting it to be about double what it was last year. I wasn't here last year. Nikki T, Ike behind the camera, and Mike Stoll were here last year. But very excited to be here this year. It's going to be an incredible weekend. The barbecue smells great. The Mechanical Bowl looks great over there. The Dippin' Dots, all the scenes that you want. I see those girls over there looking over here. You guys are wondering, what's this idiot doing on this microphone? Well, my name is Matt Barile from Raised Rowdy. How you doing, buddy? Hell yeah, the Y'all Band out of Michigan, baby. Hell yeah. You guys will catch me on stage throughout the weekend with my man DJ Cliffy D. We're going to be hosting the party from the stage. Why are you pointing at her? What? Florida girl. Oh, she's all the way from Florida, and you guys came all the way up here? Let's go. I thought we traveled far from Nashville. If y'all traveled from Florida, you got us beat by a long shot. But come on over, get you a t-shirt. We're giving away this cooler right here. We got our boy Mike Stoll, the best tattoo artist you will ever see. He's in the house. If you like tattoos, you're going to want to talk to my man Mike. He's going to be coming on the podcast here in a few minutes. And then we got the boys from Lakeview. We got Luke and Jesse joining us in just a little while. And we'll be out here tomorrow with Alexander Kay, Wayne, and Austin from USA Concerts. The guy's putting this thing on. And our boy DJ Cliffy D, our brother in arms. We had a good time with Cliffy and O-Rig last night at the hotel. It was a badass time. Michigan, they love the herb. You guys love the herb in Michigan. It's a legal state. And we took care of that as soon as we got into town. Delicious, delicious stuff. Shout out to Dispo North in Bay City, Michigan. Spent what I would have spent like triple or quadruple if I'd gone to any other legal state. But Michigan, the best bang for your buck greenery in the world. In the world. Edibles, flower, pre-rolls, everything. Vapes, disposables, all the good shit. It was awesome. So we'll be partaking in that throughout the weekend in God's country, Midland, Michigan. Tailgating Tall Boys 2024, Michigan. Freaking awesome. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with my man, Mike Stoll. Are you ready for Jesse Murph tonight? Is that why you're here? You're Jesse Murph? I see the hair braids. You guys look like Jesse Murph girls for sure. Into the wild ones. Into the wild ones. Ready to go. Very excited for Jesse Murph. Haven't had the pleasure of watching her yet. Very excited to have her tonight. Quinn 92 is going to be badass. Matt Hansen. Lakeview. Tucker Wetmore. You know it's a good festival when you have somebody of Tucker Wetmore and Lakeview's caliber kicking off the day. If that doesn't happen, those guys are to the point of later in the day at these kind of festivals. The fact that Tucker Wetmore is kicking this thing off and he's selling out shows all over the country, just announced the whole fall tour, it's going to be a hell of a weekend. So we'll be right back. We got my man Mike Stoll joining us next. This is Outside the Round, live on location at Tailgate and Tallboys, Michigan 2024. And we are back at Tailgate and Tallboys, Michigan 2024. We got some folks out here. Y'all make some noise if you're excited for this weekend. Hell yeah. My name is Matt Burrell. We're ripping cigs. We're having a good time, baby. I'm very excited for this weekend to be out here. My first time in Midland, Michigan. This is not this guy's first time in Midland, Michigan. Mm-mm. I want to introduce y'all to my brother in arms. Y'all make some noise for Mr. Mike Stoll.
All five of you. Thank you very much.
All five of you. It's early. It's early right now. Mike, how you doing, my man? How was the ride?
Dude, I'm so good. Ride is great. Happy to be here. Ready to fuck some shit up.
Dude, you are ready to go. So you're living right now in Toledo, Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you're from originally?
Outside of there, but yeah, pretty much from there.
Hell yeah. And you and I first met in the great state of Ohio. I only got one tattoo. I'm not as cool as everybody here with all the tattoos. There are tattoos everywhere at this festival, which is awesome. I've got my sobriety date on here, and that's the one tattoo that I have, and it came from this guy right here. He does a lot of great tattoo work, and we had met at Summer Camp 2. So I wasn't at Summer Camp 1. And what a wild time that was.
COVID camp, we'd call that one. COVID.
You were tattooing asses at that thing?
I tattooed in a driveway.
You tattooed in the back of a driveway at the bottom of this hill on a truck bed.
Oh, yeah. My truck bed.
On your truck bed? Oh, yeah. And you had some, like, flash tats that you kind of did of our, like, Raise Rowdy logos, our summer camp logos, and all of that. And now, how long have you been doing this tattoo thing?
14 years now.
14 years.
Long time. Holy shit.
What got you into it?
Just always been into art, you know, love doing art. My aunt started getting tattooed when I was, like, 8, and I thought that was the coolest thing.
Hell yeah.
So I just kind of eventually got into it, fell in my lap, and just been running since.
Yeah, and you've gotten to work. Obviously, you have a lot of clients up in Ohio. You now have a lot of clients in Nashville and in the music world. How did that all kind of come about? Because you've gotten to work with guys that have played the Tailgate and Tallboys Festival series, guys that sell out stadiums, folks that are in country and rock and pop and hip-hop all over the place. How does Mike Stoll, the tattoo artist that has clients in Ohio end up being like a household name for folks with ink in the music world?
I'm not afraid to talk to people, you know. So first person I met was Morgan Wallen in 2016. He was not doing shit, you know. The way I talk just came out, barely making strides, you know. And then met him, hung out in Nashville, and he's like, come to any show you want. Met his band, met his crew. They just kind of started throwing me around, met a couple other people, and it just snowballed after that.
Yeah, Luke Rice, right?
Yeah, Luke Rice, Cowboy.
Dude, Cowboy. I first met Cowboy at the Jenks Club right around that same time, like 2016, 17. And I remember like him being one of the guys that Nick had introduced, kind of been like, hey, do you know Luke? And he's like, he smokes crowned heads and gets tattoos from Mike. I'm like, oh, so he's raised rowdy as fuck.
Oh, he's raised rowdy. Oh, yeah.
How did you get to meet Hardy? Because Hardy's become like a brother to you, dude.
Through Luke. Yeah, through Luke. We were at a show in Detroit, actually, and we were backstage, and Luke's like, we're walking around, and I see Hardy. I go, oh, shit, there's Hardy. And he goes, you never met him? I was like, no. He's like, well, come on, let's go. So we go, introduce myself. He's like, take my number. I want to get tattooed. I was like, perfect. Me and Nikki, actually, went to Cleveland for a Hardy show. He played the House of Blues, but the small room.
Oh.
So there was like 150 people maybe for a Hardy show.
Wow.
And tattooed him right before that show. And again, spun off with him. Tattooed at his wedding.
Yeah, which to me is just the most wild, absurd thing. Be like, yeah, my buddy Mike, he tattooed at Hardy's buddy. People are like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, he was like at the wedding tattooing people. Like,
That was wild. I think I did 25 tattoos that night. It was insane.
You're just cranking them out. Is that flash sheet style?
Yeah, I had a flash sheet, made stencils, and just ran it, you know? It was crazy. People tried to cut in line. And the list of people, you know, I tattooed Hardy and his dad, tattooed his mother-in-law. People signed up on the list. It was super weird. Like Mitchell Tenpenny and Megan Patrick signed up on like, we want to get tattooed. Then later on, I end up tattooing Mitchell, and I'm actually tattooing him next week in Toledo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's playing, him and Jordan Davis are playing in Toledo. So I hit him up and he's like, yeah, we want to get tattooed. So we're going to do it.
That's the sick part too. Is you spent time living in Nashville and now you're a dad. Shout out to little Dallas, dude, bro. I haven't met him yet, but I already freaking love him. Not only because he's your son, but he's just the cutest little kid,
he's
man.
He's the man.
Dude's a boss. He's got swag.
He's big time swag.
Is he talking yet?
Oh, he won't stop talking.
Oh.
And he knows he's cool, and he just gives you the look. I actually took him for his second birthday. Went to Corey Kent and Parker McCollum.
Oh, and had big show. That's not like a shed. Is that a shed or
it
an
was
arena?
A shed. Yeah, it was a shed. Yeah, and he was side stage for Corey Kent's his sound check.
Wow.
Laying on the ground playing with his monster trucks. Just thought he was the coolest kid, you know? No idea what's going on, but Corey's like, let me take a picture with Dallas. I was like, yeah. So it's posted on social media, you know? Dallas is out there meeting celebrities, not even knowing what's going on.
That's awesome. But what I was getting at is that now you're back home in Ohio, but you've made these connections in Nashville with these artists that whenever they come through within a couple hour radius of you, you go to the shows, you get to hang out, you have that brotherhood, that family environment, that family with these artists and with the teams and the bands and the managers and the sound guys, and you get to still be tattooing all these awesome people, and they're coming through your home neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah. It's honestly crazy. Five years ago, I didn't think it'd be the way it is now. You know what I mean? It's just grown so much, and now people are like, hey, when are you going to come back to Nashville? Hey, we're going to be playing in this area. We know you're a couple hours away. You want to come out? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I mean, I'll cancel plans and just let's go.
And the best part is some of these shows you're just going and hanging out at. You're not even tattooed.
Yeah.
You're not even, it's not even, hey, like we were at a festival in Ohio and everyone was like, oh, you bring your gun? You bring your gun? He's like, no, my boy in Bailey's band told me, I better not bring the gun because I want to actually hang out with you, dude.
Yeah, they're like, we got one deal. We want to hang out. But the only deal is, do not tattoo.
Yeah, like we don't want you to work. We want to actually hang out because we love you as a dude.
Yeah.
How'd you get connected with Nick and Raised Rowdy?
Oh, man. So the internet, you know, honestly, like Instagram was popping off. Raised Rowdy is kind of blowing up. And we just started DMing each other. And he's like, we should like be friends. And we met at a show. It was Hamler Music Fest or something like that. Small little town. John Langston was playing. And I was like, hey, Nick. And he's like, Mike. We introduced each other, like met that day. And then after that, it was like, what shows can we go to? You know, and I took him when Wallen was right before COVID playing the Whiskey Glasses tour. I took Nick to a show in Cleveland and I had a blast. I was like, hey, we're gonna go backstage. And he's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. And we just went and everybody else was, you know, like, yeah, dude, hang out. Let's go. And he got to talk to Jonathan Singleton that night, who he is his favorite. It's his idol.
Who has a Raised Rowdy tattoo, by the way.
Oh, yes,
and
he does.
And did you do the 50 egg tattoo
on it? I did. So it's kind of like a swap. Jonathan was like, if he gets a 50 egg, I'll get a Raised Rowdy. And he owned up to it. He did. So they met that night. I think they probably had an hour and a half long conversation. And now, you know, they just chat like they're old,
yeah,
old
been
friends.
Yeah, he's been on the podcast twice. They recently put out an episode with him and Logan Crosby, which is sick. And that Whiskey Glasses tour, that was what? That was Ashlyn was on that tour?
Ashlyn, Langston, and...
Was Lainey Wilson on some of those? I'm trying to remember.
I think she was on the one, the Hardy tour.
The Hardy tour.
Which... What Lainey, like, the opener getting a 15-minute set, you know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think about how fast, like, those guys have grown. Like, I've been following Hardy for a long time, you know, and I was just talking about this today. I went to an FGL show, okay? They headlined, this is where I met Hardy. He played a 15-minute set, opening for Wallen, Dan and Shay, FGL. Played a 15-minute set, but the funny thing is that night we heard Up Down three times. Hardy played it, Wallen played it, FGL played it, all separate. I was like, we're on repeat now. This is great. Yeah.
Playing the hits, dude. Yeah. Playing the hits.
Awesome.
So who are some folks that you're kind of keeping your eye? Because you're a huge music fan. You're big into all styles, and that's one of the things that we love about you. Like Nick and I, where you fuck with some old school stuff. You love keeping your eye on the new stuff. The rock and country infusion right now is like, I know you're loving it as much as we are, dude.
Love it.
Who are some folks that you're kind of watching right now, like who you're jamming out to?
I mean, someone playing this weekend, you know, Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah.
You know, he I like to call him the college Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
You know, he's on it. I think he's got this, you know, sky's the limit with that guy, you know. I mean, he's been around a little while, Corey Kent.
Yeah.
You know, that's my guy, you know. Love him.
Yeah.
To the moon, man. That guy is awesome. He works hard, like, putting out hit after hit after hit, you know. I don't know, man. There's a lot, man.
What about the Lakeview boys?
Lakeview.
What about these Lakeview boys? Tell me how you meet Luke and Jesse, because I think that's how Nick... They're from Pittsburgh.
They're from Pittsburgh. I introduced them.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So Lakeview are like my boys. They, 2020, you know, COVID was going on. Brad, who plays with Langston.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I produced this stuff. Come check it out. I listened to it, and I was like, dude... I need to know who these guys are. So I started following them on Instagram, started DMing them, and started talking, created a relationship. I went down to Nashville, tattooed at an Airbnb. They came over, tattooed both of them, and then we just kind of became friends. And now it's, I mean, those guys, there's no glass ceiling
for them.
You talk
about grinding, the home team of Luke and Jesse, just... What they're doing and the new music that's coming, Nick and I got to go to, they did like a little album teaser the other day over at Lakeside Lounge. And they changed the name of it for the night to Lakeview Lounge.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Where Jesse used to work and work as a bartender. And it was the new stuff that is coming from those boys.
It's insane.
So fucking good.
Insane.
And we're going to hear some of it today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited about.
It's crazy because, like, it was, again, COVID. You know, I think it was like 2021 maybe. I went down again, and they came and played, just Jesse and Luke came and played like five songs in the Airbnb. I'm like, I'm a tattoo you guys. You know, I was dating somebody at the time, and I was like, play this for her birthday. They came and played like five songs, just the two of them, in a living room. It was the wildest thing, and now I'm like watching these guys playing like this stage today.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane. Those boys are on like country radio. They're on rock radio. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Those dudes are just insane. They are insane. And they're the hardest working dudes I know, yeah, honestly.
And they're going to be joining us in just a little while. They're going to be heading over here and doing that. We're going to have you hop on the pod with them as well.
Yeah.
But Mike, dude, I appreciate the hell out of you, my man. You're like a big brother to me. I love having you around. And try and get down to Nashville a little bit more.
I need to.
We got to get up to Ohio and kick it with you. I've only been to shows in Ohio that I've worked, you know? Yeah. Like, I've never actually, like, gone up and attended a club show in Ohio. Because I've only been up there with Muscadine, Trey, and obviously the festival circuit with Nick. So, like, I want to get up to, like, Brick Street or Machine Shop. I want to take Nick to...
go to Flint?
I want to go, which is in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take him to Machine Shop. Because Machine Shop's like a tattoo parlor.
Dude, he would love it. Oh, yeah. It's like that old school rock vibe, but... Nick would love it, you know. I mean, I've seen Langston play there.
Oh, dude, Langston's the king of the machine shop.
King of it, yeah. There's a new spot, too, in Wyandotte, Michigan, called District 142.
Ooh, okay.
It's been open for probably a little over a year, but I'm telling you what, they put people in there. Cameron Marlowe was there not that long ago. I tattooed him there. Tucker Wetmore, tickets went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. for him, sold out in 2 minutes.
Wow.
2 minutes. He probably doesn't know that, but sold out in 2 minutes today. So, I mean, they're putting asses in there for sure. So that's a spot to check out, too. It's just south of Detroit. So if you get a chance, go there.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And so, where can people go to find you if they're not following you already?
You can find me on Instagram. It's Mike_Stoll. Stoll is STOLL. You know,
how often are you doing tattoos right now? Because I know your calendar fills up, especially when you're in Nashville.
I mean, I'm tattooing 5 days a week, typically. Wow. You know, if I'm not traveling, you know, going to a show or whatever. But if I'm at a show, I'm probably tattooing anyways. That's what I'm here doing here this weekend, you know?
What do you think the craziest thing you're going to be tattooing is this weekend? Has anybody hit you with their ideas yet?
I don't think anybody's going to get anything crazy this weekend. You know, I think they'll... I'm hoping to do some fun, like, tailgating tall boys tattoos, you know, something to do with a festival. You know? I don't have anything, like, necessarily planned. I'm just going to have fun and maybe throw some Sharpies on people and be loose with it, you know?
See what happens. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Well, y'all be sure to check out our boy Mike Stoll. He's going to be out here partying all weekend long. Freaking awesome. We'll be back. We got our boys from Lakeview joining us in just a little while. You are watching Tailgate and Tall Boys Midland, Michigan 2024 Outside the Round live on location. Tailgate and Tall Boys Midland, Michigan 2024. Matt Burrell back at the Rage Rowdy tent. We're doing some live podcast action of Outside the Round, and happy to have recurring guests on. We did this last year in Illinois, and it was while a hot dog eating contest and dizzy bat and all kinds of shit was going on. There was no speaker for anybody to hear, but it was standing real close. And I think we'll get some people standing over here because we have seen a lot of people with y'all's merch on today. We have got Jesse and Luke from the band Lakeview here.
What's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing this weekend? How was the Loons game yesterday?
That was awesome, man. It was really cool. We never got to do like a first pitch thing.
Yeah.
And not being able to warm up with that first throw, like you forget how far a pitcher's mound is from the plate.
Yeah.
You know? Like I put some pepper on it, but it still hit low. I was bummed.
Yeah, me and Luke hit in the same spot. Just right for home plate, and then he caught it. And I was like, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no. It happens. You see, I'd be nervous to throw out first pitch. I fucking love baseball, dude. And I don't know how I do. I think I'd end up dirting it, too.
Well, I played baseball for most of my life. So I'm like, I'm cringing on the idea of, like, my friends back home seeing that. They're going to be like, dude, you're just washed up, man. You're done. You're finished. You're trash.
Man, well... life has been pretty crazy since we did this last year, since even we had you guys in the studio last year. Things are moving, new album on the way. Thank you for inviting us to that hang you guys had on Monday, on Monday night, by the way.
Thanks for showing up.
Turning the Lakeside Lounge in East, shout out to Lakeside, we love that place, into the Lakeview Lounge.
Yeah, buddy.
The new tunes sound so fucking good, boys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
They sound so good. So how has life been?
It's been good, man. It's been it's been busy. I mean, we got the album coming out in September, got some more songs coming out, got that big tour with Breaking Ben and Stained, which is gonna be crazy. Me and Luke have been writing songs our whole lives, and we finally were able to get a publishing deal with our friend Chris. So it's just, man, we feel blessed.
Yeah, I think like just to add to what Jesse was saying, like we got to like check a lot of stuff off the dream list this past year already, and including doing this with you, you know what I mean, and being on the Tailgate Tall Boys again here in Michigan. It's like crazy. Like, this is just stuff we dreamed to do our whole life, and we're so blessed to get here doing it. And it's like, it's tough. I mean, it is tiring. Like, we're worn out,
dude,
pretty
it's a
bad
grind,
but
yeah,
but you know, it's we're so blessed, man.
Dude, and what I love seeing is I love that you guys are getting love in the country community. You guys have been in Nashville, and being yourself, you guys haven't changed one fucking bit from the dudes that moved down from Pittsburgh.
Cheers, brother.
From the dudes that were rocking in fucking hardcore bands and fucking Fox's Pizza Den. Like,
oh, yeah.
You guys are
buddy.
Still the same fucking Jesse and Luke, and now the rock world has eyes on you. Rock Radio. Octane, bro. Like, Breaking Benjamin Tour is just absurd. And getting to go to Europe, like, it's all working. And it's you guys doing the same shit that you've been doing. Yep. That's the best part, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's definitely like a hard work over time. When you're in the part where it's not working, it sucks. But now we're starting to see, like, the benefits of all the sacrifices we have made over the past few years. And I mean, some of the shit that we get to do and some of the shit, like some of the people we get to meet, me and Luke are just like, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? Like, going to the ACMs and like Jelly Roll coming up to us and being like, hey, boys, how are you? And we're just like, what is happening?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, dude, we used to like cut your neighbor's grass like 6 months ago, bro. It's so wild, man. It is crazy.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, the acceptance, and because for a long time, people would ask, like, Nick and I, like, yo, what's up with like, are they country or they rock? And I'm like, yes, like both. Like, they, because both are telling stories, and you guys talking about real shit and talking about stuff you grew up with in Pittsburgh and talking about the chapter in Nashville and the grind of doing fucking landscaping and doing this and doing that, working at the bar and doing jobs that you don't want to do but you have to do so the fucking lights stay on and so the gas stays in the cars. But now to see it working like it is, that song with Gideon, bro. That to me is, there's certain songs that are like quintessential Lakeview, but Money Where Your Mouth Is, bro, is like as Lakeview as it gets for me.
We're very thankful that we got to like actually put that song out, man, because we weren't sure. When we wrote that song, we were just putting, I think we just dropped Loser finally, and that song, even that song was so old, but we finally had control of everything we got to drop and people behind us that believed in what we were doing. And so putting that song out was like kind of a, in the business look of it was risky, you know? And we're like, nah, man, this is gonna be awesome. And we just got so stoked the fact that we got to do something with our old friends, you know? And bring something like that with our friends to like a bigger platform. Like, shout out to Octane, like they just showed that song so much love, and I'm so thankful that there's places like Octane that get to spin that kind of shit. Like, they get to pick what they want, fucking do it, like just like y'all do. Like, y'all bring DIY country rock to life.
Yeah,
you know, you bring it to a bigger platform, and like that is, if it wasn't for guys like y'all and Octane, like, we wouldn't have these opportunities.
Bro, it's rock is coming back. I don't think it ever fully left, but the eyes of the music world had kind of turned away for a second, and it was weird over like the last decade plus, but right now, rock and country are both booming.
Yeah. Massive. Like, I think it was, what was it, the growth of it or something like that? Did y'all see that? The growth of it was like, it was like 90% growth on country and rock this year.
Yeah, I think it's the blending of it all is leading to that too. Like, you have guys like Jelly Roll and Hardy, and then you have Post Malone coming in and doing his thing, and like, I just think people don't give a shit anymore about what it is. I mean, the lineup today, what the fuck is this lineup,
bro?
It's crazy.
Quint 92, Jesse Merv, Matt Hansen, you boys in Lakeview, and then fucking Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah. And the fact that we're playing after Tucker Wetmore is absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This will be the only time he plays that before us,
unless it's another like collab festival.
Yeah, but like, I love that idea. I love Austin and Wayne have that vision too. Like, they, the first time we ever played with them in Peoria at Cruisins, shout out Cruisins, was with Mitchell Tenpenny, and like those dudes just latched onto us and were like, we don't know what this is, but we believe in it. And you could see in the festival lineup that they have today. I mean, they had Shinedown. You know, like, they don't really give a fuck. They're just like, whatever's good, we're just going to put it on. And I think people also agree with that. They're just like, yeah, we just want to listen to good fucking music.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's my favorite part is like, especially being the songwriters that we are, and we're so blessed to be able to do that with other artists in Nashville now. But it's like people just care about good music. They're not really, it's not so focused on the artist and, oh, well, he's genre jumped or he's doing this or doing that and now he's doing this. It's like, no, this song's just good. This is a good vibe. And I think that's like first and foremost, like important. It's just like these dudes who are doing the genre, like the genre jumps, they're doing it well.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad. Like, you know, Post Malone's music in country space is not bad. It's no, great.
It's very
it's fucking
good.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, it's fucking sick.
It. Yeah, yeah, I like it a lot.
I got a guy for that or whatever. That song with him and Luke Combs. Yes. Is fucking smash.
Oh, it's insane, bro. It's fucking crazy good. Yeah, it's
I can't wait for the whole fucking record from him to come out. And you guys have gotten to watch this festival circuit grow, like the tailgate and Tall Boys thing. And people ask me because we go to a lot of festivals, and we go probably to too many in some ways. Where Nick and I are just, I feel like I'm on tour still. You know, like I got off the road with Trey Lewis.
You are, dude.
And
you
it's
are.
Like, bro, I'm on tour. I'm pulling a trailer, driving to fucking Midland, Michigan. Like we're like we have travel days. I'm fucking advancing shows. I'm bringing merch. I'm doing all the stuff I used to do.
Right.
But this festival and the culture of tailgate and tall boys, bro. It's like, I describe it as like the attitude era of festivals,
yeah,
where
yeah.
It's kind of, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Like it's fun. Like it, you can still bring your kids and stuff, but you want to shotgun beers in the parking lot. The tailgating in fucking Bloomington, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Insane. It's amazing. It's amazing, dude. Like that's the stuff. I think debauchery. That's like the biggest thing I miss about moving from Pittsburgh to Nashville. Like people don't realize like, no one does that shit in Nashville, really.
No.
Like, it's not even, like, it doesn't, like, even exist. Like, I live across the street from the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm like, what is that, Dustin Lynch playing over there tonight? I'm like, bro, I would be out in the parking lot, like, faded as shit. Dude, I'd be so fucked up, like, playing beer pong with my friends. Like, no one does that shit. It's so crazy. So, to get out here to a tailgates and be in Michigan and be in, you know, Iowa and just doing this shit and meeting people where like we come from.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, this is actually where we want to be.
Yeah,
like
dude.
We want to be with y'all, not like the other way around. I know y'all think we're like living some crazy life in Nashville, but we're not. Like we want to get back out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. And it's like you guys are I think that's part of the reason that people resonate. Everybody that consumes Lakeview, that watches your videos on YouTube, that listens to the songs, hears you on a radio station is like, we're a part of the home team. Like every guy or girl that has streamed a song, bought a fucking koozie, like they're the home team, man. And they're all people that are blue collar that have their boss's name on the backside of their shirt.
Yep,
like
yep.
Literally like you guys. And I think that's part of the reason that it's working. Aside from the music being so fucking dope is that you boys are so relatable and that you're in the trenches with these people and they're in the trenches with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we just need to write something real for the real boys out there, you know? Yeah.
And you do. I think every song that you guys have put out is something that the common person, the blue collar folk can relate to. Speaking of the common blue collar folk, he's a little bit of a rock star as well. I joke around, I call him Backstage Mike now because he's always backstage. I'm like, get over here
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike used was to like, be tattoo Mike, now it's just on, Backstage
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike was on the episode, was he's I had him on solo earlier, but he's like, bro, Jesse and Luke are coming over, right?
Mike stole everybody.
I told him.
My microphone's not on, I don't think. Yep,
it's on.
It
it's on. You're there. So I had to, Mike was like, dude, I have to come cut it up with the boys and talk a little shit. When was the last time you guys were in the same place?
Not that long ago. Yeah.
About a month ago?
60 people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, it was crazy. God. That show was,
I wanted to die for you guys.
It was actually a really good time still. But that show, I haven't played a place that big with that less amount of people in probably like 7 years.
So
it was
long.
It was crazy because you guys had maybe 60, but then after you got off stage, I went back in to watch the next artist. We won't say any names. But there were 20 people, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
and then I realized that those 40 people were hanging around the fucking bus in the back, just like hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, well, they're not wrong.
That's where we were at, bro. That's how we were at chilling, man, catching up, man. Yeah.
So who has more Mike Stoll tattoos between both of you? Because you have more tattoos.
Jesse definitely got more Mike stuff on me. I mean, my
whole arm is Mike.
Almost.
Your whole arm is pretty much Mike.
The inner part, but yeah.
Mike claimed... They call it a face tattoo. I don't call
it a face tattoo.
Some people call it a face tattoo.
I don't really call it. It's a side of my head.
It's a sideburn tattoo.
It's a sideburn tattoo.
Somebody call it a face tattoo.
Yeah. Is that piece you got right there?
A little tiny tattoos.
Yeah. We got the P. He filled in this P, and then he had
the P's on that side.
Yep.
That's the Roman numerals.
Yep, the Roman numerals. This one here was fresh, fresh from the rip. And you were like, I don't know if I want to do it.
Roman numerals, right?
Oh,
there.
Really?
That's the year we started.
He pushed back on me on that. Remember that? You were like, I don't know. I was like, nah, dude, do it. I wanted you to do it, and you did it great.
And then I tattooed your face, and I was like, faces typically hurt. I was like, you good? He goes, yeah, I'm great.
Like
a psychopath.
Yeah, I was gonna ask because I've only got the one little.
The true color show.
I'm like a tattoo. I've had the one, so I'm not a tattoo virgin, but I've just got my little like sobriety date on here. I'm gonna have to get more, and they're gonna have to come from Mike. Where is the most comfortable spot and the least comfortable spot for a tattoo as somebody that has a lot of ink? Like where did it hurt the most? Where you're like, worst, that one hurt.
The worst is your calf.
Your calf?
Awful.
Kill me. Put me down.
Yeah.
Shoot me in the head.
Cut my leg off, actually.
Cut my leg off. Burn me alive.
I don't think I have enough leg tattoos to claim like a leg space, but legs definitely suck. But I actually had the whole back of my head done, and that was like soon as the machine touched my skin, I said, "Oh my fucking god!"
Let's not talk about. Your whole
I mean, it was
neck.
Unreal, dude. It was so bad. It was like holy shit. And I see all these guys out there like. Whole head's done. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. You're definitely on heroin. You did that.
Doing heroin is definitely sick if you're going to
tattoo. That's definitely the move.
I love a good heroin trip.
What do you think, Mike? What's the worst spot?
I'm not going to lie. I'm with Jesse on this. Back of the calf, I'd rather fucking... Can I say cut my dick off?
Yeah.
I'd rather cut my fucking dick off than ever deal with getting the back of my calf tattooed again.
Take my dick, cut it off.
Where's your least favorite place to put a tattoo? Where's it like the toughest or where you're like, I don't want to put it there?
Anywhere on me.
Ribs. Ribs? Yeah, people squirm for ribs. Sometimes people are psychopaths and they love the ribs being tattooed.
I feel like
also.
anything below the nipple line is like really just starts becoming unbearable. Except chicks like are like, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I love it.
Yeah,
I have this flower that turns into birds and it's right here. It's for my dad.
Hey, you know what's crazy though? This is our second podcast together.
Yeah,
that's
the first
crazy,
one was in my house,
dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first was right. In your house in Nashville.
In Nashville, yeah.
An old Hickory.
Your house was sick.
Remember, I tried to start beef with Jason Aldean.
I do remember. Oh yeah.
What were you saying?
Well, his fucking jeans, dude. Why are you wearing those?
His jeans? Are they too skinny? Are they too baggy?
Dude, no, he's just so
like,
sick.
There's just like lots of shit on it. You know what I mean?
I feel like
we just want to talk shit.
I don't want to say socially, but like morally, that dude is so dope. I fucking love
this guy, but dude.
Yeah. That's why I was like, hey, it's not
you're
me.
Like,
that's
I'll
just
try
Jesse.
That in a small
better
town.
Pants,
I'm not talking
you know?
Shit about you, but I'll talking shit about your pants.
Yeah. I mean, it does feel a little Target tuck. A little Target tucky.
Yeah, you got crosses on your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
That's true. Only that Nickelback pulls that shit off, right? You know what I mean?
Did my grandmother make those pants for you?
Did she jazzle those for you, my friend?
Chad Kroeger got the songs to back it up, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys have some cool rights and stuff coming up. I was talking with Anthony and some of the folks over at your management label, and you've got a great fucking team, by the way.
They are
so fucking proud of you guys,
blessed.
Just grinding in the trenches with you. You guys are going up to Canada soon and writing with Chad Kroeger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me want to kill myself right now.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I want to die with you. Yeah. I'll die on that.
We're bringing Mike so you can tattoo. Like, I want you to be like the lady in court that like writes everything down.
He'll
I want
get
you
a
to
fourth.
Tattoo.
He'll get a fourth. He'll
I want
get
you
the room.
To tattoo the whole entire situation in life.
I will get a fourth.
Like,
he'll get
as
a fourth.
It's happening.
He'll
I'm just
going to
say a word, and I'm like, yeah, I'm rich now.
Yeah.
Gets a fourth.
For real.
Yeah,
for
we
real.
Try not, yeah. We try not talk about it because if it doesn't happen, then we won't be... sad so we're just
oh
like,
it's not yeah. okay it's not official
it.
All right
it's
all
just
right.
too it's too insane to be real
you didn't hear that guys you didn't hear that
wait here's a real question for me though because you know I've been following you guys forever since you know you had like one song
it's true
now you have like 400 when is the album actually coming out do we
it's,
know
September 13th
it's a 13th
yeah
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th Lakeview is fuck
yeah
that's fucking
yeah
like
buddy
yeah buddy
shit, you know.
That's like one of my numbers too, 13, you know? Because I've never had any fucking luck my whole life, so Hopefully this time it fucking works, you know?
Well, hopefully this one is for the home team, though.
That's right. Let's fucking go.
Nice. Nice way to bring it home, Mike.
Nice, dude. You
know, just a nice segue right there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, way to plug. Way to plug everything for us.
Has anybody out there not seen Lakeview before? Well, anybody, but we'd be popping some Lakeview chairs. Have you guys seen Lakeview before? Yes? No?
Front row.
So for these guys that haven't seen Lakeview before, what would you? How would you describe a Lakeview show? What are they about to see up there?
Party, man. It's fucking just party, wild, man. Yeah, get wild. Throw a beer if you need to. But drink it all the way first, you know?
Empty cans only.
Yeah, empty cans only. We crack them all first.
Only just drink Busch Light, though.
Yeah, Busch Light only. Although I am drinking this amazing.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good? Surfside like tea. This is like Twisted Tea on fucking trend. All right, this is like
on what?
Shit on trend, dude. It's like trend trembling.
What the fuck
dude,
is that's
like
a burrito?
Holy shit.
You just got a Taco Bell burrito from Nikki T?
Are there beans in this?
Nikki T just gave you a breakfast.
Hold on a second. I've never seen that rapper color.
What is it? Oh,
ever.
There's another one. Give Luke one.
This color? Hold on a second. I've never seen this.
Put your food where your mouth is.
Dude, put your dad where your mouth is.
For bringing us this thing I've never seen before in my life. Cheesy burrito, bean burrito.
What is it? Open it up.
Dude, there's so many beans in here. It's going
to
drive me nuts.
I know Jesse very well. Are you allergic to beans?
No, I just hate beans.
All right, but you also hate animals because you're allergic to everything.
Animals are trash.
You're allergic to animals?
Honestly, dude, I'm going to eat this later.
I have...
Okay, so we went to medieval times.
Hold on, let me talk about the hypoallergenic dogs that I have. Oh, you're still allergic.
Yeah, you're allergic to the hyperallergenic shit? Yeah.
He's like, dude, your dogs suck. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, they're hypoallergenic. He goes, not for me.
Hey, we
I'm
all know dying. A Labradoodle is just story. A fucking person with a dog suit on.
Yeah.
They look scary, dude. Yeah, that is a human being in a dog
too.
Suit. They look like Muppets.
Yeah, so we went to medieval times when we were in Illinois, and... I was like, yeah, let's fucking go. This is sick. Got all the tickets, got the fucking front row, spent all this money. Like 40 minutes in, my whole face is swollen.
I was kind of actually surprised you made it that way.
And I literally could not fucking breathe. And I was like, great. I guess I'm allergic to horses. And I had to leave. And I had to sit outside and wait. Like a fucking child.
Well, we had the guy that had to take the dive too. You know, I was kind of pissed. My spirit was broken by fucking media.
What color was it?
The green knight. The green knight.
It was green, dude. It was green.
The green knight. If you're watching this, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Did he get his ass whooped or what? He lost?
First round.
Yeah, dude.
He like a pussy, dude.
Ass. He fucking ate ass. Yeah. Honestly.
And then he got allergic to his stupid ass horse.
His dumb fucking horse.
To all the stupid horses. All the stupid horses he was allergic to.
I'm insane, dude. Jesse literally risked his life for the Green Knight, and was shot. He sucked.
Yeah. Took the dive.
Yeah, I mean, it was
somebody had money on it, dude.
Yeah, I believe it was an inside. It was inside.
It was inside.
What other inside jobs do we? What other conspiracies do we think of? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, different conspiracies, because you guys have said you want to talk about conspiracies.
There was two shooters. Some people don't think there was two shooters. I actually quite frankly think there was two shooters. There was a water tower.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sitting next to Shane Gillis over here. You know? Great job. Did you guys watch that Kill Tony?
That Kill Tony he did
was just fucking great, dude. Yeah. I got to see him at the Comedy Cellar one night. I went to the concert. I was up there visiting. I brought my girlfriend Erin up there, and Shane Gillis wasn't on the bill, but he just popped up and did 10 minutes.
That's
and,
so
like,
sick.
Five
we
of it was
We need more
Trump.
American tits. Where's all the American tits at?
They're great tits.
They're great tits. Like,
I smelled them.
Man, so what do we have? So Breaking Ben tour starting soon. Yep. Is that kind of eating up the schedule for the rest of the summer into the fall?
Yeah, we're doing that in the fall, and then we're going to go back to Europe and do full band in Europe, in Germany and shit.
Are we about to... Do you have a passport?
I have my passport.
All right, you guys
Nikki
should come.
Nikki T just got his passport because he's going to Canada soon for a Raise Rowdy in Canada.
Oh, yeah, Canada.
Songwriter Festival.
Come to Germany, dude.
Labor Day weekend. Nick, we might have to go to fucking Germany
Raise
to
Rowdy,
watch Lakeview.
Eh?
Yes. Nick was like, yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we might have to go to Germany Duhas. Yeah, you guys better walk out
dude,
to fucking
Duhas. We talked about that over in Germany, and they're like, are you talking about the artist that raped a bunch of people?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know about any of that. I'm sorry. I didn't know shit about that.
Like, yeah, Rammstein's canceled in Germany.
Yeah, we had no idea. We're like, you guys
so
like Rammstein?
On my TikTok right now, it's annoying because, like, the vocalist used to be, like, jacked, you know? Like, good-looking jacked dude. Now he's, like, fucking fat.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, man, it's bowling for soup all over.
Yeah.
Oh. He's not quite as big as Bowling for Soup, but he's, like, definitely, you could bowl him for sure.
Oh, no.
Bowling for Big Macs,
right in the fucking gutter.
only for fucking beef burritos. I don't know how Nicky got these, but I'm glad he did. Fucking wild. Well, boys, don't want to keep you guys too long because we know you guys got to get ready for a badass show. Lakeview, you guys go on. What time is it? Is it like 4 or something, right?
4:30.
4:30? 4:30 confirmed. Also, shout out that you have that guy back right there. Wyatt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know the story of how I first met this kid. I first met him at the 8 Second Saloon in Indianapolis, and he was there watching Muscadine Bloodline. I was selling merch for him, and we got to talking. We sat there, fucking talked all night. He I got him to buy a Muscadine hat, and I gave him my number. And then shortly after, after a few conversations, he ended up moving to Nashville.
Man, yep. Licky's an OG, man. He goes back as far as Mike. Yeah. It was like back at the same time we all started talking.
When he was in Nashville. Him and I became friends because he's wearing a Browns jersey, and I'm like,
yeah, that's
nobody
right.
likes the fucking Cleveland Browns other than me. Who the fuck is this kid?
That's
he's
so
like,
true.
No, I'm just Wyatt, dude. What's up? Blah, 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 blah. I love Lakeview. I was like, that's weird. I love Lakeview. You don't know shit about him. Then he told me everything about you guys. Like, he had stats. Like, yeah, you guys had like sports cards and shit, and you guys had stats.
Licky
like,
knows all the stats currently everything. Right now.
Yeah. Shout out to Wyatt. We love you, buddy.
Shout out Wyatt, dude. So glad you're fucking here, dude. So glad you're with the home team and you're fucking killing it. Boys, I appreciate the fuck out of you guys coming on here.
All right, we'll let y'all at it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And you boys, eat your. And are you going to eat the burrito?
No, I'm going to take this back and eat it. I just don't want to eat in front of everybody. I make a mess.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah,
I'm good. You got to eat the fucking burrito. But y'all give it up for our boys from Lakeview one time.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Stoll, too. Yeah.
And Mike Stoll, yes. I've been here. Degeneracy. Mike's, I'm sure, is going to tattoo you guys at some point this weekend because it's going to be a wild weekend. But we'll be back. That concludes day one from Tailgate and Tallboys, Midland, Michigan. We're getting ready for the show to start. Going to take some photos and shit real quick for the yearbook. But y'all be sure to follow our boys from Lakeview. Look up our boy Mike Stoll and be on the lookout for the new record from Lakeview coming September 13th. We'll be back tomorrow for day two. We got Alexandra Kay, a good friend of Lakeview's, a good friend of ours. We got DJ Cliffy D coming on. And then we've got Wayne Klein and Austin Jones from USA Concerts, the guys putting this shit on. Last time, I forgot to hit the record button. We did a whole 40-minute episode, and we all fucked up. Bloomington was wild, what can I say? But we are going to do it tomorrow afternoon, so stay tuned for day two. Everybody here at Tailgate and Tallboys, we're going to get ready for the show. You'll see us on stage, and let's fucking party, Midland. This has been Outside the Round, live on location, day one, Tailgate and Tallboys, Midland, Michigan, 2024.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve. They usually just make them leave. So if you know me, if you really know me, you know I'm just a two.